Congressional Democrats vow to force war powers votes on Iran. Congressional Democrats on February 26 vowed to advance resolutions in the Senate and House of Representatives in an effort to prevent President Donald Trump from directing military action against Iran. Democrats are hoping to force Trump to consult more deeply with Congress, as the president has repeatedly signaled he's willing to pursue military action if Tehran doesn't come to a deal on its nuclear agenda. On Thursday, U.S. and Iranian negotiators concluded a round of talks in Geneva, Switzerland, without reaching a diplomatic breakthrough. Americans are weighed down by rising costs and disappearing jobs, Senator Tim Kaine said in a Thursday X post. Trump is failing to address these problems. Instead, he is toying with the idea of attacking Iran, needlessly jeopardizing service members' safety. In a Senate floor speech, Kaine said he has prepared a war powers resolution that could come up for a Senate vote next week. On Thursday, House Armed Services Committee Democrats announced they would also bring action next week to force a vote on a war powers resolution brought by Representatives Ro Khanna and Thomas Massey. Committee Democrats denounced recent violent suppression of internal protests in Iran, but said, undertaking a war of choice in the Middle East, without a full understanding of all the attendant risks to our service members and to escalation, is reckless. We maintain that any such action would be unconstitutional without consultation with an authorization from Congress, the committee Democrats added. Under the 1973 War Powers Act, lawmakers may assert privileged motions to avoid procedural hurdles and force a floor vote on matters of military action. Trump raises Iran threat warning. During his State of the Union address, Trump said Iran currently has missiles capable of striking Europe and overseas U.S. military bases and is pursuing missiles that could reach the U.S. mainland. Trump also said Iran is still pursuing nuclear weapons following U.S. strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities in June. They're starting it all over. We wiped it out, and they want to start all over again and at this moment again pursuing their sinister ambitions, he said. We are in negotiations with them. They want to make a deal, but we haven't heard those secret words, we will never have a nuclear weapon. Vice President J.D. Vance said on February 25 that the Trump administration has seen evidence that Iran is trying to rebuild its nuclear program and pursue a warhead after the June 2025 U.S. strikes on three of its nuclear sites. Is sending two of his best negotiators to Geneva tomorrow in order to continue to try to strike the best deal possible for the American people. But the principle is very simple, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, Vance told reporters. If they try to rebuild a nuclear weapon, that causes problems for us. And in fact, we've seen evidence that they have tried to do exactly that. Iranian leaders have long insisted the country's nuclear program is peaceful. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, who has represented Tehran in recent rounds of talks, issued another statement on February 24, again saying Iran would not pursue a nuclear weapon, nor would the country forego peaceful nuclear development. Araghchi has also signaled Iran's opposition to including its missile programs in ongoing negotiations with the United States. Military action divides lawmakers. The idea of new U.S. military action continues to divide lawmakers. The split appears to run largely along partisan lines. Senator Mike Rounds, who sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee, said he's doubtful Tehran will be willing to make sufficient concessions to address U.S. security concerns. We're probably going to have some military intervention, and that's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is, and the sooner we do that, the sooner or the more effective we might be, based upon their weakened state right now, Rounds told the Epoch Times. Representative Don Bacon, a U.S. Air Force veteran with multiple deployments to the Middle East, said he favors military action. I have had people killed by the Iranian militias that were proxy groups, Bacon said. A few Republicans appear apprehensive about conflict in Iran. I was reminded tonight of President Trump's earlier inclination toward restraint in foreign policy, Senator Rand Paul wrote in an ex post minutes before Trump concluded his State of the Union address. I hope that same approach prevails, avoiding another Middle East war and coming to Congress before any military action against Iran. Paul and Massey are among a handful of congressional Republicans who have supported other recent war powers resolutions to constrain the president. Senator Mark Kelly, a Navy veteran who has flown aerial combat missions, questioned the efficacy of relying on U.S. air power alone to achieve the Trump administration's strategic objectives in a potential conflict. He raised further concerns about Iran's capacity for retaliatory attacks if Trump orders new strikes. The retaliation that could happen from the Iranians could be significant against the Israelis, against our interests in the region, Kelly told the Epoch Times. Jacob Berg contributed to this report.